thinking that through a little bit more in detail, if you did have a rain shower that comes down from the top to the bottom, Rosie on the House does not recommend handstand for cleaning the basement, because you wouldn't want the water washing the dirt from the basement onto the upstairs. It's now inverted because you're standing on your hands.
That's right.
You wouldn't want that water coming down. So you got to get the wand.
Isn't Arizona lucky to have us?
Let's go to Judy and see how we can help her on something with water and condensation.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. I have an AC unit on the roof, and there's a tube that the water, the condensation, comes out and goes down through a PVC pipe down the side of the house, and I've always had a bucket under it. Now, this may sound silly, but we haven't had any rain, or it's been really dry, no humidity, but there's nothing coming out. Is that normal?
Does the house have one air conditioner?
Yes.
Okay. And everything is mounted on the roof. There's no indoor air handling cabinet?
No.
Okay. So the condensate could be plugged. What temperature do you keep the house?
About 78.
Okay. Set at 78. It may not be running long enough to build up a lot of condensate. But when was the last time you had the unit serviced?
About a month ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would just verify one of the very first things they should do in a service is verify the condensate is not plugged. So I would call whoever ran that service a month ago and just say, was this a part of your maintenance program? Was it done? Did you verify I was clear? The good thing about having a roof-mounted unit like you have, a roof-mounted heat pump like that, is even if the condensate plugs, you're not going to get a flood in your house. You're just going to get a flood on your roof. But there is an automatic shutoff. If your air conditioning quits working, it's because the condensate float shutoff has said, I'm not draining. There's about to be a problem. I'm going to quit air conditioning. So, yeah.
Now, mine's not running at all right now. Is yours?
Yeah, pretty good.
Is it?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I'm set at 66 degrees.
Are you getting condensate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that the best time to get condensate is when you're running it during monsoon season when the dew points go up. Because fill up buckets of water and the tree gets happy.
Yeah, a 5-ton unit in July and August, when humidity's at 30-35%, will generate almost 5 gallons of condensation a day. So, I mean, it's a bunch. It's enough to keep my dogs in very cool, cold water they love.
Yeah.
And it's purified, it's filtered.
And it's great for plants and trees.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It
fantastic.
Is.
Confirm that it was checked, and you'll know for sure when the monsoons come in if it's pouring in. Let's squeeze in Joe real quick in Phoenix. Let's talk about concrete. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have, a few days ago, I was standing in my dining area, and I heard a loud snap. I kind of felt it on the floor like something had fallen. And, so I immediately checked, some of the cupboards. Sometimes, a can or something will fall in there. But I couldn't find where the source of the sound was until a few days later when I noticed there was about a 3-foot-long crack in the bathroom on a tile, a floor tile. So I think that was the source of the snap, because it wasn't there before.
Okay. So,
well, hang tight. We're coming up to the top of the hour.
Don't hang up, Joe. I'll finish answering your question, but we need to wrap up for the next show to start.
It sounds like a post-tension slab and one of the cables might have snapped or something.
That's a very definite possibility. What are the takeaways we want people to have for today's show? Stay cool. Shade. Shade's a science. Okay? Put it to work for you. Putting it to work for you will automatically reduce the heat load that your house is passing on to your air conditioning. Shade, and more shade. And one takeaway we didn't get to is the sound system. I didn't get to cover that as much as I wanted to. Romy, you introduced me to the Sonos system. And I'm really getting addicted to that thing. You don't have to wire anything. And you can have great sounding music anywhere's in the house. And you just load it up on your phone and say, I'm going to the garage. I want to bring up KTAR Morning News while I'm on the treadmill. Bada bing, bada boom. It's on when you walk out there. You can change to the Creedence Clearwater Pandora channel when you're ready.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful music system. I've had one for about almost 20 years now.
Yeah, and I love it.
It's definitely worth it. So if you've got questions between now and next Saturday, rosieonthehouse.com. Or join us 8 o'clock next Saturday morning. We'll be right back.
Oh, and no rain shower heads.
No rain shower heads.